All the talking is nearly done. We are getting ready for the kickoff of the Super Bowl. And joining us live is James Brown, who's host of NFL Today on CBS Sports, and now CBS News special correspondent. JB, good morning. Glad you came back. Talk to your old buddies.
Oh, please. You guys know I would do that. And please forgive the New Orleans morning-sounding voice. Don't think I've had a flashback to my childhood trying to hang out in the French Quarter. I know better.
So we weren't as interested in the game here as have you met Beyonce yet?
No, you know, I told you that. You know, you got me blushing here because we were having a production meeting yesterday, and the sports producer mentioned that Beyonce had backed out of an interview with Julie Chen, and they were hoping to get it. I raised my hand, and then I thought, well, I better get permission from my wife first. So let's put it back down and call her.
My God.
So a lot of folks very excited about this game.
You know what? It's building to a crescendo. New Orleans, I think, is the best host city for a Super Bowl. The diversity of the city, all the attractions, 1,007 restaurants, and no, yours truly would not try to eat his way around the city for sure.
And by now, most everybody's there.
Say that again?
I said by now, most everybody's there for the game.
Yeah, and the balance will be coming in today, so the city really has seen its ranks swell considerably. But it is just a great host city, and what should build up to be a really strong Super Bowl game Sunday, selfishly, clearly that's what we're hoping for.
You know, I think it has the potential to be. We've got two remarkable teams here that have withstood the rigors of a long NFL season. Both teams, and this is, I think, a key part here, JB, at least as I look at it, both teams seem to be peaking at the right time.
No question about it. And that certainly was not the case with Baltimore coming into the season, ending the season with 4 out of 5 losses. But with the return of Ray Lewis, boy, have they played some real surreal football in the postseason, getting it done on the road, proving themselves to be battle-tested. San Francisco is a true reflection of their coach, just a guy who wears his emotions on his sleeves, hard-charging, hard-hitting, and that's exactly what you have in a quarterback who is the most talked-about quarterback of the season so far in Colin Kaepernick.
How much of a distraction has that deer antler spray with Ray Lewis thing been?
As you guys know, with 5,000 media folks down here, every word is going to be parsed. Anything that even smacks of something being out of the ordinary is going to be a pretty big story. From my perspective, it was about a day and a half story because unless there's a smoking gun that comes out of this, I don't think it's going to be any more significant a story than it was day one.
You have a brother. You know what brothers do. They compete with one another your whole life, don't you?
No question about it. And these two guys, the Harbaugh brothers, are going to be competing, obviously, on the biggest stage there is in football. They're both intense. They did not want to sit down together. I actually did an interview with both Harbaughs separately, and they were wonderful. But they also recognize what's at stake, and each guy wants the focus to be on his team. But at the end of the day, one guy is going to be celebrating a victory on the biggest possible stage at the expense of the other brother's disappointment not getting it done. The last time these two teams faced, which was two Thanksgivings ago, the parents spent time with the losing Harbaugh. So this is going to be pretty interesting to see what happens after the game from that perspective.
Going to be fun. By the way, just for the record, nobody here believes you didn't hang out too late last night.
You know, hey, my daughter said, Dad, people really know you're certifiably square. They won't think that you would be up at 12 o'clock.
Great stuff. JB, have a great game. Enjoy it. And we'll be watching and looking forward to what we think could be a great game. Appreciate it.
Hey, guys, always enjoy talking with you all. Have a great day back there in Washington.
Stay well,
our
friend.
JB joining us from New Orleans. Let's head over to Tucker Eccles.